Welcome to the Bullcast Podcast. I'm Katie Pickler, and with me is Court Winsett.
Hello, Katie.
And Nicole Ellis.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Okie dokie. So did everybody survive?
Survive what?
We are coming to you on Thursday, the week of tax day. So did you survive? Did you remember that you had to file your taxes? Hopefully you did, or hopefully you got an extension. So this is not going to be a tax episode, but instead it's going to be an episode that's got a lot of dollar signs with it.
Indeed. Well, I mean, it is springtime. It is April. All those kids, they're out there doing their thing.
They're boogieing down. They're going to prom. So this is going to be an episode about prom, kind of the financial aspects of it, the how much it's changed, and with like everything, weddings, proms, you know, things like that. But as always, we are going to start with a fun list. This is the most memorable prom night movies.
Indeed.
Court, why don't you start us?
Okay, well, I get the one that I think of as the most classic prom movie when I think of prom movies, and that, of course, is Carrie.
What a classic.
We're talking about the original, not the remake.
I mean,
who's seen the remake?
I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Us. Oh, the next one on the list. 10 Things I Hate About You, 1999. Love this
was
movie
there
so
a
much.
Prom in that movie?
Yeah, the dance at the end.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. A whole big deal because he doesn't go to those things. And then she didn't go to those things either. And then they both, you know,
go to that
and
thing.
Then it's like the most terrible dancing you've ever seen in your life.
Yep. So,
yes, there is a prom scene.
Wow,
court.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry.
Next on the list is pretty fitting, The Prom, which is actually a Broadway musical turned a movie.
I have not seen this.
I really liked it. It's on Netflix if you want to watch it. It's got like Meryl Streep and big names in there. It's a good movie. It's a feel-good movie. Court, have you seen it?
I have not seen The Prom, no. I have not seen it either on Broadway or on Netflix.
Well,
on Broadway.
Think you should now.
Next is 1999's American Pie.
Ooh.
Oh,
they,
yes.
Of course, go to prom at the end of that movie, and, you know.
I think that's all we can say about American Pie.
That's it. Moving on. Footloose, the 1984 and the 2011 one. Great movies. Obviously, prom is a big deal. Dancing is a big deal in that movie. And so them being allowed the right to dance and wear their fancy frocks.
I actually really liked the remake.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
That was a good one.
Miles Teller.
I didn't not like it. Let me put it that way.
Yep.
Okay. Fitting. I get another musical. High School Musical 3, senior year.
Indeed.
Have you guys seen this one?
Absolutely. 100%.
Nope.
It's the Night of Nights, and he's got Zac Efron like dancing with his tux on.
I fell
in love.
I think High School Musical hit me at the weird age. Like, I knew about it, and I knew like Sharpay and stuff, and I think I maybe said this.
You can be Sharpay.
High School Musical, like, I was a part of Pride, which was like the anti-drinking and drugs club. And like, we'd go to elementary schools and do these performances. Like, we're all in this together.
So good.
And I would always play the Sharpay character.
That does not surprise me one bit.
But I've never seen any of the movies.
They're so good.
Oh, you get a good one.
Next on the list is She's All That.
This is what I think about with proms. Because it's all like choreographed and like perfect dancing.
And oh, indeed.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yep.
Ugh. Yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook.
Got a lot of people in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty in Pink. This is another great prom one, 1986.
I still object to this in almost every single
possible
way.
Just because of James Spader.
No, it's not just James Spader. There is so much else wrong with this movie. She takes a perfectly good-looking prom dress from her friend and chops it up and mangles it and turns it into a really ugly dress.
It's not the best. And then, like, she mistreats poor Ducky.
Yeah, Ducky shows up to save the day, and then she blows him off for Andrew McCarthy. Whatever.
Because you like Ducky. Because of his fabulous shoe wear. He has some great shoes.
I found the character to be amusing.
Next on the list, classic Mean Girls, I get all the good ones, I think. She just breaks the TR up, and so everybody can be
so cheesy.
One. I know,
and
but it's so good.
I hated that again.
We all can be prom queens tonight.
I mean, it's cheesy, but it's there. It is also a musical. I just realized that.
You just keep getting the musicals.
That wasn't on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Future. Iconic prom scene in that one.
Yep, absolutely.
Court, you got a musical too.
Grease.
Yes, that's a great one. Talk about another one that has choreographed dances and like learn the hand jive. Like, I was obsessed with this movie and the dresses they had and how Cha-Cha showed up in this skin-tight little dress and everyone else had the big floofy dresses. So
such a good movie.
Yep.
This is Robin's, one of her favorites, correct?
Grease?
Yeah, I thought we talked about that.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
not,
My bad.
I don't think it's one of Robin's favorites.
And wrap up the list.
Well, this one is one David just told us about being a prom movie. It's A Wonderful Life.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it was their prom, but if you think back to, like, that was their big dance. And so it may not have been called the prom, but obviously this is the great scene of them dancing and somebody hits the button and so the floor starts opening and the pool is below.
Mm-hmm. I fact checked it. It is prom.
It is prom? Okay. Yes.
Interesting.
He knows what he's talking about.
Well, I mean, that's why he's the big boss around here. He knows what he's talking about around here. Okay, so that is our list. Now, obviously, we could go through and talk about all the TV shows that have prom episodes, but kind of a lot of those sitcom TV shows, it's kind of like they all had their, they went to Disney episodes. They always have their prom episodes, and we are not going to go into that, but if you want to leave us a comment and tell us your favorite TV show prom episode, then we all know that Quartz is Buffy.
And he's ready to talk about
it. He's ready to talk about it.
I can talk about it all day.
Okay, what is prom?
What is prom? It's a dance.
Prom is prom.
It's a rite of passage that every teenage human being must go through. It is torture.
It is not torture.
Oh my gosh. There are two types of people in the world. There are people that love prom and there are people that hate it. And I am definitely on the side of those that hate it.
Well, that is shocking news.
I can't dance, so any dance that I go to, I'm going to be miserable because right there, I'm expected to do the one thing that I cannot do and hate doing. So, yeah, no. And then on top of that, I have to put on a tuxedo and, it's terrible. It's horrible.
So it is short for promenade, and it can be dated back to ancient Greece. And so it's about a celebratory event for young people and formal introduction of having guests come to a party together. So with most things that we have shortened, there's a long roots of it. And people have been having these dances. And so it's a time to come together. You know, prom experiences have changed. Now there's promposals, which is where it's no longer like, you know, waiting for someone to ask you to go to prom. There's now like a whole presentation. It's almost like a engagement proposal where guys will make signs or they'll like have flowers or do a special thing. So not only are you spending the money up front to try and like have this big production to say, I want to go to prom with you. Mm-hmm. Now it's a big deal. It always is a big deal if somebody asked me or not. And then you had like a bunch of people who would say, I'm not going with somebody. I'm going to go with my friends. And a group of us are going to go together. But the expensive part of prom is always the clothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you think about it, especially if you get invited to multiple proms at different schools, then you can't wear the same dress twice.
Katie, I'm curious. How many proms did you go to? Let's just say this. Your senior year prom, which is, I'm assuming, the most important. What color did you wear? And is it pink?
No, it wasn't actually. It was and I think you said for this episode, we're going to put pictures up of our prom outfits.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes, we are, Court.
No.
Yes, we are.
No. Mine was kind of like a turquoisey greeny color, actually.
Oh, pretty.
Yep. But then like I dated a guy that I went to his prom and I wore a yellow dress that reminded me so much of How to Look at the Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, that's a good dress.
Yeah, it was like a bright, bright yellow. And so I had to get like a really tan for it.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. My senior year prom dress was pale yellow.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was actually a Disney themed dress. Like it was supposed to be modeled kind of after Beauty and the Beast. It did not look like that, but it was like supposed to be in that same category. Court, what color was your tie?
I can't honestly remember what color my tie was. First of all, I went to an all-guys school, so we didn't have prom. We had spring formal.
You had a spring formal promenade.
Yeah, and it was...
There you go.
I went to spring formal, I think, 3 times total. Anybody that was, I think, a sophomore or above could go to spring formal. So I went for 3 years.
Did you match your date?
I can't remember.
We're going to find out when we get those pictures.
You can ask. My date was Robin. She works right next door to you. You can ask her. But I don't know if she'd even remember. We went to my spring formal. She had an unsanctioned prom, like, because she went to Briarcrest and dancing is illegal in the eyes of God. So, of course, they couldn't have dances. So they had like an off-site, unsanctioned, non-school
that was run by the
prom.
Kids or the parents?
Yeah, the kids.
So that's Nicole.
Same thing that happened to me. But yeah. I went to public school. So ours was, they were going to have our prom like right next to our high school. And everybody complained about it. So they said, we're done. If you want a prom, you do it yourself.
Wow.
And we did. It was like Gatsby themed and we had it downtown.
Oh, wow. Very fun.
More money though. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think so much of it now is obviously it's what you're wearing. And so kind of the joke I've seen is obviously prom dresses have come a long way. And I think every generation can say that. They look back and they're like, oh, the dresses are so much different now. And that's, I mean, that's going with fashion trends. But the biggest thing I've picked up on is the shoes. So back in my day when, and this was like, I graduated high school in 07, so I'm not that old, but we would wear our prom dresses and you'd have the heels with it because that's what you did. You're dressed up, you get your hair and makeup done, which, okay, cha-ching, cha-ching. Although I'm going to ramble on this. I would always pay to get my hair and makeup done because then I would get stuck doing my hair and makeup for my friends. So I had to get mine done so I had time to then do all of theirs. And most people would come over, we'd get ready together. But we would wear the heels and stuff. And then when our feet started hurting at prom, what do? We took them off. So we looked like a bunch of hoodlums wearing no shoes, going barefoot, probably getting Lord knows what on our feet, dancing on the dance floor. Now, girls are wearing tennis shoes. They're wearing the Nikes. They're wearing...
They're smarter than we were.
They're so much smarter. They start with that. Or they may wear the heels for the photos and then switch to those for the actual dance. And I'm like, you're brilliant. Mm-hmm. But the sneakers they're wearing are probably more than some of the heels that we would wear back in the day. Mm. So now you may be having to pay for two pairs of shoes for prom.
I'll have to say my friend bought her prom shoes and she put tape on the bottom of them. And then took them back after prom was over.
Oh, gosh.
Like, they never knew. There was no scuff marks. Mm. Don't do that, but that's just something that she did.
So obviously the cost when you think about prom is, and, you know, for those who are listening who maybe have kids who are doing this now, or you have young kids that will be eventually going through high school and having this come up, or if you can just remember yourself, but you're going to have the expensive dresses and suits and tuxedos for guys. Guys as well are wearing the crazy like Nike shoes and the cool shoes as well to match their dates. I've seen like a girl in a yellow dress and the guy's got yellow sneaks next to her. And so they're coordinating and that a lot of it is, you know, used to be like, oh, what's your date's dress color? I need to get her a corsage. Mm-hmm. Well, now it's like bouquets that they're doing.
Bouquets.
I didn't know that either.
What do you do with a bouquet?
Well, and maybe that's certain areas. Like I know my cousins that are in Arkansas, Mississippi area, then they've got little bouquets that they're carrying. Hmm. And I'm like, the corsage at least was like on your wrist.
Yeah, you don't have to hold it.
You don't have to
night.
Carry it anywhere. You're but right. I think that changes a ton. So you're trying to do that. You know, you got to have your accessories. You got to have your jewelry. If you buy a dress, more than likely, you're going to have to get it altered, you know.
And sometimes that's just as expensive.
Oh, so much more. Mm-hmm. Especially, I'm sure with Lil Bit, when Court's youngest, she's a little short little thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she had to get a lot of her dresses cut off.
I struggle to remember Emily's prom because the big thing for her was always homecoming because she always had to get
she's
two
part of
dresses.
The court.
So she had to have a dress for the homecoming game when they actually presented the court, and then she always got a second dress that she actually wore to the dance. So we were buying her two dresses for every homecoming dance for 3 years, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so that was expensive.
Yeah.
And she did. She actually, it was funny that you said something about yellow shoes and so forth, because she one year she wore, hers were always Disney themed. Like the first year she very much looked like Cinderella and didn't do it intentionally, but the dress she got just looked like a Cinderella dress. So the next year she decided to go with a golden dress and sort of tried to semi-emulate Belle, although the dress didn't really look anything like Belle's dress. She, you know, she was just kind of like, okay, I'm going to go with a yellow dress this year. Yeah. And with that yellow dress, I ended up wearing Nikes. She and I both wore yellow striped Nikes, so we had matching shoes.
So even the dad's got to match sometimes.
Yeah.
Court's just better than everyone else.
Yeah. So, I mean, you clothe them, you've gotten it altered, you've got, you know, now the flowers or whatever that you decide that you've got to get for this date, because you've got to have something for them. Then you've got the beauty, the hairstyling and the makeup and the manicure and the pedicure and all this. I mean, this is like prepping for a wedding. Like, there is a ton of different steps you have to take with it. Then you're going, okay, transportation. Are they going to drive themselves? Are you taking a limo? Are you doing a party bus? I know around Carrierville, then there's massive amounts of groups that get together and take photos together. And so a lot of times they'll like all go in and get a limo or get a party bus or something like that. And what we don't have on here, well, yeah, I mean, I guess you got to pay for your ticket to go to the prom.
Yeah.
That's, you know, everybody forgets about that part.
Yeah.
So you've got on here, tickets typically include venue, food, and entertainment. Mine never had food, ever.
Dinner was always something that you did separately. You know, that was part of going out to prom, was going out to somewhere nice for dinner beforehand.
Of course, then nice, it usually end up like, oh, we're all rolling up to Chili's with our, you know, crazy, you know, $600 plus outfit on. And we're just, hey, can we get the chicken tenders? We need the chicken crispers, please.
I went to Amerigo.
Oh, you fancy.
Prom. Yeah. But now it was like a few years after I graduated, they were like, oh, we just went to Slim Chickens and Chick-fil-A. And it's funny. I'm like, is it funny? Is it cute? I don't know. I want a nice meal if I'm going to prom.
My issue with that is it's always there's people who couldn't afford it. And so you kind of just like met in the middle and met
somewhere.
Well,
now I feel bad.
But I mean, I know everybody does it different because like the small town that some of my cousins are from, the parents throw prom and it is like a sit-down dinner, but then, like, the parents are there and their siblings are there. It's weird. I would not
like
want my
potluck?
It's like, I mean, it's a served thing, but, like, the underclassmen serve it. And so, to me, that's not, like, prom's supposed to be, like, you go, you hang out with your friends, you're dressed up, and then afterwards you go cosmic bowling.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That's what we did.
We just went to IHOP.
Okay. So then, I mean, it's a whole production. You've probably spent all this time getting outfits. You've gotten your beauty done. You pay for dinner ahead of time or get something. And then you're probably doing something afterwards. You're going to IHOP, going to Waffle House, bowling. A lot of people will have parents that'll host, you know, an after party, essentially, that's parents chaperoned. And so this can add up extremely quickly, just like a wedding, just like anything else. And so this is an event that a lot of people don't think about budgeting for. And I know there's that ugly word, budget. But whether it's prom, homecoming, spring formal, spring fling, Sadie Hawkins dance, like so many different names to all say, what is it going to cost me? And I think dads usually have the bad rep of like, oh, honey, we got to get your dad on board with this. We don't need to tell him how much the dress cost.
Oh, and yeah. Robin never told me like, oh, yeah, I spent this much on this girl's dress. You know, whether it was Keiki, you know, in her dresses or Emily in her dresses. Or the only time that I ever know how much was spent on anything related to prom was I took William to get his tux. And so I'm the one that paid for it. So I know how much it cost. And even that, I was like, it costs how much? When I was a kid, it didn't cost that much. And they were like, yeah, but dude, you're old.
I'm going to throw back a reference I used to make all the time. I think most dads, and sorry we're being sexist here, it could be the moms, but most dads turn into Steve Martin from Father of the Bride when it comes to prom. And it's like, I only need this many hot dog buns and you want to sell me this much. And they go crazy and have a meltdown in the grocery store, except dads are having a meltdown like over the budget of like, what do you mean she needs new shoes and she needs a new dress and can't she wear that other dress she wore last year? And so prepare for it. Budget for it. Have a little bit of forewarning that your kid is getting of age, that they may be invited to proms, and you don't want to turn them down if they get invited to go to another prom of like, oh, I'm sorry, no, you can't wear the same dress. And especially with this day and age with social media. Now, I do think that girls are getting smarter of their switching dresses within each other. That's gotten a lot better, because it used to be that people wouldn't do that. There's these great organizations now that you can donate your prom dresses to that can help others. But I even think within the friend groups or within like families, like, hey, I've got this dress, that dress. And for the most part, not always, but a lot of the girls that if they go through high school, have these proms, have these homecomings, all that stuff like that, they end up going Greek life. They will end up rewearing. Like I rewore several of my dresses at sorority formals and stuff like that, because nobody cares with those. You need a new dress for that, but they're not going to look back and be like, oh, you wore that to high school prom. Like, who cares? It's more of like, I wore this to my high school prom and I can still wear it. I look great. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Other suggestions for looking for saving: rent or borrow a tie rather than buying new.
It's interesting that's on this list, because actually I ended up buying one because I was wearing.
You were just so popular having to go all the time.
I was trying to avoid it. But over the course of a few years, there were several times that I was going to formal dances, and it made sense to go ahead and buy a tuxedo because yeah. I was going to be wearing it. And fortunately, you can, when you're a guy, wear the same tuxedo over and over and over again, and you know, you just get a different color tie and you're fine.
Yeah.
So what did you do with all of your daughter's dresses that she had?
I have no idea. Okay. I didn't do anything with them. I'm not sure.
So I'll ask Robin.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what Emily did with her Cinderella dress. Of course, y'all probably both are familiar with the red dress that she wore her senior year, because I have that picture very prominently displayed in my office.
Yep. That's a great picture. Your mom actually just painted that picture.
Yes, she did.
Oh, I see it.
So I don't know what she did with any of those dresses, but I loved them all. Keiki wore a dark blue dress her senior year. It was actually a dress that I think she could have reworn. I think she probably maybe hung on to it and used it again.
So I mean, I have a huge closet full of just formals and stuff. And I actually, when I worked for JDRF, we would do the galas, and I would let a lot of the girls borrow my dresses and wear those. So I got to kind of see all my different dresses worn to multiple different events. And a couple of them I've randomly pulled out. Like, I wore this big ball gown dress. It was a red corseted top with a big white skirt to a Pickler Christmas event. I think you may have been on staff at that point, Court, at the Peabody.
No, I was not. I missed the Peabody event by a couple of years, I think.
Okay. Well, I showed up to a client event in this big old ball gown.
More power to you.
You know, whatever. Okay, so rent or borrow, obviously that is a great option to really think about, because, yeah, especially if it's a dress that you know you're only going to wear one time. They also have great rental companies now that you can, I'm blanking on the name of it, but there's a formal online rental place that you can rent dresses. I've looked into it for different like weddings and things like that. And they send you a couple options. And
in Olive Branch, they do, the Chick-fil-A hosts like an annual prom dress, like where you go donate your dresses, and then they let kids who are not as fortunate, who can't buy dresses, come and take them.
Absolutely.
So that's another option as well.
Do-it-yourself beauty treatment or have a talented friend help with hair and makeup. Now, I was not necessarily a talented friend, but I did always get asked to help with doing hair and makeup. So
Emily was the same, yeah. She always helped with hair, at least, I know.
Although the one time, and I'm hopefully my friend isn't listening to this episode, but I remember doing her hair, and, you know, it was an updo, and, like, I curled it and, like, pinned it up and everything. She looked in the mirror and she goes, I don't really like it. And then she took her fingers and put it in her hair and shook it out. And I went, then I'm not doing it again. You just messed it up. Like, aww. I was so mad. Of course, you know, then she started crying, and then I fixed
it. Then the makeup got ruined.
And then I still fixed her hair, but I will not forget that. Okay. Craft your own corsage and boutonnieres. Now, this could be really cool. Like, I don't know why all of a sudden I imagine, like, somebody using Legos and, like, putting it in a corsage. Like, I don't...
What? Well,
because the big thing right now is these Legos look like flowers. Have you seen those?
I've seen them. Another example, my cousin's wedding bouquet, her husband made out of paper.
Oh, wow.
So it's like origami. I feel like you could do that with your corsage. But you know who I really think would do this?
Who?
She works in this office. Cassie.
Yeah, I could
see
Cassie.
She is queen crafty.
Yeah. I mean, it's not prom, but like the weddings I've been in, I've had crocheted bouquets. I've had fake flowers, real flowers. I've carried a popcorn bucket that's bedazzled. The wedding I'm going to be in August, I'm carrying wood flowers. So there's so many options out there. You can get creative who knows? Share transportation costs with other families. Absolutely. We kind of talked about that. That's kind of a no-brainer. And that's also a safety thing, because, you know, we hadn't talked about that, but obviously prom has a bad rep of people kind of being reckless. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a conversation of making sure that the kids are kind of hanging out with the right crowd and that everybody's being safe. And so it's probably better to insist, hey, it's worth the, you know, couple extra $100 everybody throws in to get a limo or get a party bus, get somebody to drive them versus them risking being on the road. Because even if your child's not doing anything reckless, there's other people out there that may not have the same parenting kind of helping them out. So
I can't even remember which child of mine it was, but one of my kids was in a group of kids that got a party bus together. And it ended up being like a bad experience.
Uh-oh.
It was one of my girls. I can't remember which one, but it ended up being a wreck. There were people that were on the bus that they didn't get along with. And, you know, it ended up killing the vibe. Yeah. I mean, so I've driven, and I know kids don't want this necessarily to be the case, but I have driven my kids to their dances before so that they had a ride.
Did you wear a little hat?
No, no. But we did rent a car. Like, we rented a giant expedition so that we
could
carry them and a bunch of their friends.
So my dad actually knows a good limo company, and it was free. The group of us just went in for the tip.
Nice.
So no people. That's another good way to budget.
Yeah, exactly. And this last one, look for discounts on early ticket purchases or group deals. Obviously, like, that's going to be limited to what your school does. Sometimes they'll run an early bird special, but a lot of times there's not really discount options. That's just kind of, again, where you kind of get together and make a plan, and don't wait till the last minute to go, oh yeah, I decided I'm going to go to prom. It's not like Hollywood in these movies we talked about. You can't just magically have a dress appear. You're going to be left with what's available, and it may be really expensive.
Like in a Cinderella story, where, have you seen that movie?
With Hilary Duff.
Where she just goes and buys the most perfect dress in this thrift shop. That's just not going to happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
But we can love to watch it.
Yep. Okay, well, so we can keep talking about prom and our stories of it. It's a part of life, and so I think a lot of times, and in fact, talking about this, I'm going to start bringing this up with financial plans, because a lot of times I bring up, hey, you have kids, what we need to think about cars, and we need to think about weddings, but the other thing we need to talk about is these high school dances, whether it's homecoming or prom, and so kind of getting ahead of it and setting a budget, and hopefully you have some great experiences, and they aren't like Carrie and It's a Wonderful Life where you fall in a pool.
And take a lot of pictures.
Yes.
One day you may be on a podcast and need to use them for social media.
Yeah, we got to dig those out and get them to Nicole.
I can't wait. I know everyone looks dapper.
All right. Well, so there's the closing bell. Ladies and gentlemen, you've made it to the end of yet another episode of the Bullcast Podcast. If you liked what you heard and you'd like to hear more, please feel free to go to your favorite subscription service and sign up to have our podcast beamed directly to your device every single Thursday at noon. If you'd like to find out more about Court, Cameron, Katie, or Nicole, then please go to our website. That is www.bullcastpodcast.com. Yeah. That's bullcastpodcast.com. You can read about us, where we've got our bios up there. You can comment on an episode that you heard. You can suggest a topic if there's something you'd like to hear us talk about. And if you like pictures, we've got some pictures on the website, but we've also got pictures on Instagram. That Instagram handle is @bullcastpodcast, and we also have an X handle. That is @bullcastpodcast as well. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page is Bullcast the Podcast. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, Nicole, Katie, Court, Cameron, we all work at a place called Pickler Wealth Advisors. And if you'd like to find out more about what we can do, what we can do for you, find out about our amazing team, and find out about our boss, David Pickler, then please feel free to go to that website. That website is Why do I keep saying www? That website is picklerwealthadvisors.com.
That's advisors with a no, not an E.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've given you everything you need to know to successfully navigate your child's prom experience. So for now, I'm Court.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Nicole.
And we're done.